With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. James Michener was working as a textbook editor at Macmillan when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Michener enlisted in the Navy and served in the Pacific Theater.
Out of it came these stories of men in combat and men not in combat, the natives and the interplay between the natives and the sailors. It was a vivid experience.
That experience was the basis of his Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Tales of the South Pacific, published in 1947. The Broadway musical based on Michener's book gave the author a small but steady income, and to this day he thrills to the music.
To see it, that it all came out of what I had written, is a magical feeling.
Strangely, Macmillan, which published Michener's first book, refused to take the second.
They turned it down the week before my first book won a Pulitzer Prize. They said, you have no future as a writer. That was a war story, and that was it.
But Random House grabbed the novel, The Fires of Spring. Michener was well into his 40s when he gathered the courage to quit a safe job as an editor and write full time.
The average writer writes his or her first three books at 4 o'clock in the morning while fulfilling a complete job. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to be a writer.
James Michener is still going strong. Random House has published his latest book titled Novel, which looks at the publishing industry from four different viewpoints. Just out in paperback is Caribbean, which is pure Michener, massive, characters bigger than life, and filled with history. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist James Michener believes that to succeed, an author must have a driving compulsion to write.
I had that driving compulsion. I love to tell stories, to organize material and tell you how things really were. I'm a storyteller.
James Michener had heart surgery in 1986 and describes himself as one of the walking wounded.
I've had major heart attack, which wipe out most men, and I've had a coronary bypass, a quintuple, which is one of the worst. I've had a new hip. I've had been knocked around. And I love it. I mean, it goes with the territory.
Michener says if he had been born 100 years earlier, he would have died by the age of 45. He's now in his mid-80s.
Retire? No. I as long as I can get my two fingers on a typewriter, I type the old-fashioned way. With a manual typewriter, but I ain't stupid, because as soon as I get it done, I give it to my very bright secretary, and she puts it on a floppy disk.
James Michener's giant novel, Caribbean, which blends fact and fiction in the Michener tradition, is now out as a Fawcett paperback, and his latest hardcover, published by Random House, is called Novel, which explores the book business from four different points of view. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.